早安，感谢您又回到十五步咖啡物语，我是主持人小赵。每周上传两集节目，聚焦在咖啡故事、知识、新闻快讯以及产业分享。快准备好您的咖啡，节目马上开始哦！
大家好，这次的节目是在2019年的咖啡展所录制的，我们采访到三位资深的咖啡人物，分别是巴西 Calmo Coffee 的Louis， 还有专门在非洲从事非营利组织辅导咖啡生豆农的 Anna， 以及 Ecom 的亚洲业务代表 Chris。 本次的节目都用英文录制与采访，如果速度有点快的话，你们可以再放慢速度重新听一次哦。如果有任何其他的意见，都欢迎留言给我们。现在开始收听节目吧。
Interview for
you know,
because we have do the cover people broadcast in our channel, so maybe we can do it together. So maybe you just give a quick interview to us.
Oh yeah, for sure. This is my first time here in Taiwan, in Taipei. I'm so interested in this market here. I'm impressed how the Taiwanese people is drinking coffee, and the most important point, they drink a good coffee. And they don't know what is it good and what is not good. And this is very important for us as a farmer, because we are trying to find people who really appreciate our job. And this is very important for us.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Anna Kim. Also first time coming to a Taipei cafe show. It's very interesting. I was surprised at how amazing coffee industry here is. That you can find very high-end specialty coffee in Thailand. I mean, Taipei, sorry. Okay. So, congratulations for all the people here. Yes.
I've been here since, I think, when it first started 5 years ago, I believe. I see the growth every year. From a commercial grade, from a Robusta grade to high commercial, and now to specialty and high specialty. We are looking to explore more and more into the coffee market, and sure, sooner or later, it will be able to be further than Japan. I'm not surprised on that. And with the market growing, with the people everywhere coming down to this show, it's really a very interesting show that's going to be expanding more and more, I think. Okay, but hopefully, we want it to grow, and we can sell more.
So, okay. Before you two come to Taiwan, what's your first impression in Taiwan?
I heard Taiwan was a country, a very good country, it's a nice place. But now I'm impressed how I confirmed the all the informations.
Okay. Me use our neighbor countries, and then I know lots of the dim sum and dumplings. Ooh. But I didn't have a high expectation of a coffee, but I was amazed. And even the small coffee shop, they have a very nice roasting and the coffee culture. So really beyond expectation.
Yes.
So how do you feel about this, the 3 to 5 years changing?
Growing from a small coffee shop to everywhere. I remember when we first started this in Taipei, and now you can go to Taichung, even in Kaohsiung, you can find a lot of a small coffee shop, which is an individual roaster, individual barista who is opening up the shop. And I see this trend really moving up very fast, and it will be a good sign for Taiwan to grow further.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your motive in joining coffee industry?
I'm a fourth generation. My family worked with the coffee whole life. And then this is my option for sure. But I really like it what I'm doing.
And how about you?
For me, coffee is the best ambassador to promote the social, political, economic bridge to the rest of the world. And then I want to promote the quality, very good, amazing African coffee to the rest of the world.
And you?
Me? I would think the coffee connect people. That's very important. I like this relationship to connect the people from the origin to the people who are using the cup. Yes, to drink for the cup. So this is a way I'm here. I'm like a manic to connect both parties together. I have north, I have south. So both ends, I'm able to connect.
So how's your hardship during when you're in coffee industry? Your hardship and how you overcome?
Oh my God, it's a very difficult question.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a very difficult question for Du. So I think they have more experience, but any industry have a hardship and plus and cons. We just fight and then recover and then find a new solution. there's no perfect answer, and yes.
So, but we're doing this very change, very fast changing in kind of this kind of age. So how you grow your coffee skill in very, very different direction? How do you change and challenge the new coming?
I think the future for coffee is now is like wine. We are starting to have a different process, different varietals. The people wants to start, wants to know what they're drinking. And then one time I visit a country in Chile, and then I ask a producer, hey, coffee, we are learning with wine. And he told me, hey, but we are just producing wine at 2,000 years. And what are you doing with coffee is like a 200 years. And for sure, we have a lot of things to learn, but our future will be like a wine.
Okay, how about you?
I agree. Coffee is a very bright future, and then this is an industry that people cares from the farmer to the end consumers. So there's lots of talk and discussion, and the young generation we care so much. So they're a great future for us, but we also have to collaborate how we can take good action for our industry and improve.
Yes. So what do you think?
I think the most important thing that I as a seller for all the farmers, I think climate change is the biggest.
Yes.
Problems that I think everybody is facing right now, and with all the growing area, the generation refuse to take over, this will become a big challenge as well. And hopefully, with Louis, with all the farmers willing, the next generation willing to take over the farms, this will be a very, very important part of moving forward. Because coffee, like what Louis has said, is 200 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we have a great potential to grow everything.
Yes.
With now, remember when we first started, we only have washed coffee, natural coffee. Now we have different process like honey, wine process. And now I'm sure we become more and more innovative. We'll be able to do more process like wine. Yes.
So can you guys share one cup of coffee that changed your life? One cup of coffee.
Panama.
Panama. Why?
Yes.
Why? And when?
In January. I went to Panama to check Panama history, and then for sure they are a very nice group. They work together. You can check in all the shows, all the producers. They are in the same booth. They don't feel as a competitor. They help each other, and this is very impressive for us as a Brazilian producer.
Thank you. And how about you?
For me, I will say Ethiopian Guzi Hambala. Idido area Yosef Coffee, because he's a single farmer that process manually himself and exporting himself, and he was a 19% of Grume variety, so the flavor is very distinguished. So I think it was very memorable. It's more than like a cart wine.
Wow, thank you. How about you?
For me, I would say that it's Ethiopia Yoko Chef natural. Okay, it's really have a kind of very good body, and as you know, all the coffees, it all started from Africa, and this really give me a kick of the coffee, and I really love it.
Yes. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Can we take your photo?
Yeah.